The Vikings defense has been the calling card of the 2016 team. One of the league's top units has had some dominating moments throughout the season. There are times it feels like the group is playing with a 12th player, especially with a cornerback who's not only a strong defender, but an extra coach on the field.
We expect for you to play at a high level, but we also expect for you to bring those young guys along and say, hey, look, one of these days you're going to take my spot, but I got to give you everything mentally that I know a coach can't give you on the football field, and that's what's going to make us grow a whole lot faster.
Yeah, I could come in and try to help some of the young guys and, you know, possibly pass on my knowledge and, you know, my information and help in any way that I could.
He's like another coach out there, you know, just soaking up all the knowledge from him, trying to learn stuff from him every day. You know, he's been around the game for so long. You know, he's pretty much seen everything, and then especially being in the system, you know, he's a great guy to learn from.
When he takes the field on Sundays, Terrence Newman matches up with opponents who grew up watching him play. He looks at his teammates and sees many players who are a decade younger than him. But that longevity is what makes his time on the field that much better.
I've been this way for quite a while. I mean, the last several years. So just when Danelle came in, though, I'm like, yo, you're how old? You know, and it's just they're getting younger and younger.
He's a great teacher as far as helping our young secondary along because he understands the system. And he's another, you know, great human being. You sit down there and talk with him, you would never guess that this guy's played this long in the NFL. You think, you know, he's just another great guy.
At 38 years old, Terrence Newman is considered ancient in NFL terms. The second oldest defensive player in the league and playing in his 14th professional season. He's accomplished a feat rarely obtained in the NFL.
Yeah, obviously you got to take care of your body. You know, once your body starts going, then obviously it makes it a little hard to wake up in the morning and go be productive and go to practice and do those type of things. But, you know, also competing, you know, it's just the fact that I get to wake up in the morning, compete with guys that are 10, you know, 11, 12 years younger than me and, you know, see what I have against them.
Being in the league for this long takes much more than taking care of your body to be ready for play on Sundays. It takes plenty of hard work and effort. No one puts in more time on the practice field, in the film room, and working the long hours to be successful on game days.
I think no matter what you do, you get out what you put in. And I've always been, you know, a person that would think that way where, you know, you can come in any place and if you don't put the work in, you're not going to get the results and the success out of it. Coach Salazar has, you know, challenged this team from top to bottom to get better. And, you know, we just look to keep building on that.
Still competing at the age of 38 when most of his draft class have been retired for years, Terrence Newman is the perfect piece for the Vikings defense. A cornerback who can still compete at a high level and also has the wealth of knowledge and experience to teach his younger teammates. He learned the importance of hard work at an early age, and now he's hoping in year 14 that his work ethic will help bring January success to the Minnesota Vikings.
At this point in my career, it's successful or unsuccessful, and it's unsuccessful because we don't have a Super Bowl. And I'm going to be honest with you. You know, if you're helping your team win games, and you're winning games and you win a Super Bowl, to me that's success. And if people say their season was a success and you didn't make the playoffs or made it to the playoffs and lost in the first round, then to me that's, you know, that's not enough for me.